It's the motherfucking Millennial Mija podcast.
Welcome back to the Millennial Mija podcast. I'm here in the studio alone again, and I'm in a good mood, you guys. I have been in a good mood for a while now. It's been like a month that I've just had, like, I don't know, just new moon energy. That's what I'm calling it. I'm trying to get my notes up here, but yeah, we're going to call this episode the new moon energy episode. And of course, I'm playing some Mariah Carey in the background because, you know, this song always goes hard. And shout out to Jen, because yesterday we had the best Sunday fun day ever. Let me tell you guys what happened, okay? So, first, it was supposed to be the day that I did the Season of Self box photo shoot. So I'm doing the toolboxes, and the Season of Self toolbox needed a photo shoot in order to be put on the website, in order to be put up for sale. So I was waiting forever to be able to do this photo shoot. Like, it took me forever to wait for the zines to come, right, for the website. I mean, for the box, so that I could complete everything that goes in the box. And so I did the entire photo shoot with Tor and Jen. Shout out to them, because they saved me yesterday. And by the end of the photo shoot, I realized that there was something missing from the box. And what was it? The zine. The fucking zine. The thing that I had waited for so long for, just to leave it out of the box. Like, I can't with myself, but it's funny. But we all, okay, so aside from forgetting the zine, but it was, you know what about that moment was that even in that moment, it was like I could have definitely spiraled. Like, which I was about to, and I was about to spiral, but my friends didn't let me. And so that was really like a cool moment, a cool friend moment. Shout out to Tor for being like, you know what? What's the big deal? We could just do it again tomorrow. And, you know, and shout out to Jen for just keeping me grounded. Those are my real friends, man. And real friends do real things. And avoiding a spiral situation is a real thing. So thank you to my friends. So yeah, it's a new moon tonight, and I'm calling this episode New Moon Energy because I have new moon energy, and I feel like I'm in such a good place that I don't know, I just feel grateful, and I feel like things are aligning for me in a way that's just really authentic, and I'm excited to see where it goes, you know? Like, I just got back from performing at the Wonderful School. The Wonderful School in Delano, California, which is in the Central Valley. And all of the students there are primarily the children of the migrant farm workers that work for the Wonderful Company, which is the company that owns, like, the pistachios and, like, Fiji water and other things like that. And so they created this school, and they have the most incredible resources. They have a robotics program. They have their own agriculture program, because they have farms, and then it's farm to table at the school. And they have a 25-person chef staff in their cafeteria. And they just have access to these incredible resources. And I was just introduced to Anna. Shout out to Jackie, and shout out to Anna, and shout out to their entire family. Because I even met her sister at the TGN Latinx, or the TGN party. So that was fun all the way out in Inglewood, and we, you know, got to get together at Keith's house and have just like a good time and celebrate our success together. And that was, and just be in the presence of other people's good energy. Anyways, so I forgot what I was saying. I forgot what I was saying, but it's okay because I have notes here. So yesterday was the toolbox photo shoot where I forgot the zine, but it was okay because we still had the best day ever, because right before we went to the toolbox photo shoot and I forgot the zine, we went to Nativo right here in Highland Park, which is Brown owned. And it was, the food is bomb. I had the Mama Mina's tacos. Definitely get those when you go. Definitely get those. But yeah, so I had that, and that was delicious. And just the vibe is immaculate there. Like, just definitely go check out Nativo in Highland Park, because you want to support Raza-owned spots, and you want a vibe. Like, when I go and pay money to sit and eat somewhere, like, I don't just... Yes, there's some places where you're going, you're just like, okay, yeah, I'm paying for the food, whatever, you know? But also, if you can pay for a vibe, pay for that shit, man, because that makes a difference. And so me, Tor, and Jen had a great lunch and we got to talk and that was fun. Then we went to the photo shoot and the pictures, let me tell you, the pictures came out bomb, okay? So bomb. But incomplete. Because the zine wasn't in any of them. Like, what the hell is wrong with me? Shout out to Vera. Bring your stuff. I'm on the radio right now. Like, can you not see that I'm busy? Hey, Vera, come be on my show. Stop acting brand new. So what am I trying to tell y'all right now? Let me see. So we went to Chela's after. So after, I was like, I'm not going to lie, I was sad. I was about to spiral because I really forgot the fucking zine, which was the main component of the entire box. And somehow I forgot the main component because. Wait. Sorry. Sound effect is having a moment. Because. Ring. That was supposed to be the noise, but fuck, it wasn't. So because I'm just me and I have to do things my way. And so luckily, like I said, Tor and Jen didn't let me spiral and we're going to go finish the same exact shoot today again at sunset. So then after that, we decided, fuck it, let's go. We're not done hanging out. So we went to Chela's in Boyle Heights, which I love. And the vibe again there, same people that own Nativo own Chela's in Boyle Heights. So support brown owned spots, you guys. That's a very important, where we put our dollars matters. And, you know, we want to put our dollars in our communities. We want to keep them there. What's up, Keith? Oh, my sound effect wasn't working. And then he came and fixed it. With Keith, all things are possible. Thank you, Keith. Yeah, so this was the... See? That could have been a moment for me, but it wasn't because the fucking sound effect board wasn't working for me. Well, you know, I'm learning this whole thing. Like, I'm really learning how... So last week I messed up the audio on the podcast, but it was okay because there's always a way to fix shit. And anyway, so yeah. So then after we went to Chela's, we were hungry. So we went to my favorite Italian restaurant, my favorite. I'm going to drop the name right now. I'm going to drop the name and you guys better just be grateful because I'm going to drop the name and I'm going to drop the best thing they got. Okay. Are you ready? La Pergoletta. There's one on Sunset and one on Hillcrest. And you guys, let me tell you, if you get the lasagna, thank me later. Thank me later. This has been my song for ever. Oh, and oh my God, and her outfits in the videos. In the video is popping. At the block party. And one is like in the modern times and one is like in the 50s. And she's wearing this like zebra outfit that is... iconic, truly iconic. Anyway, Vera said I'm in Pasadena. Okay, Vera, well, I'm in Culver City. Come pick up your items. He has purchased some estate sale items for my mom. And, you know, he's trying to... Also, I think low-key, he's not trying to collab with Millennial Mija's brand because, you know, I've been trying to buy clothes from this man for months, years now. One time he even sent back my order. He said he gave me a refund. Like, come on, man. You gotta be more collaborative. So listen. So I have more news to share. More news. And the news is that so Season of Self, the Season of Self box, like I said, is coming soon. But the Season of Self workshop series has now been adapted into Season of Self Junior, and it's been adapted for middle and high school students. And so if you work at a high school or if you know someone who does and they are looking for programming for their students, then please tell them to remember me and let them know that I'm available and I'm ready and willing. So what else, you know, this song too. This song always has me ready for summer. All the PYTs with their own car keys. How can you not be in summer mode with this song? I was playing this on the way over here. I can't see. So what else? When it comes to the boxes will be on sale this week. I promise. Because of this little mishap that I had, it's slowing down the process because we're supposed to go on sale today. But guess what? I mean, they were supposed to go on sale Monday, but guess what? That's not going to happen. So just give me one or two more days, but they will be on sale this week. And then I have another announcement, another pink button moment. The pickup party for the Season of Self Toolboxes is officially going to be September 5th at Mi Vida in Highland Park. And I'm so excited to collaborate with them. Noelle at Mi Vida, I love you. You are just a real one. And she's just, when you know when people say they're about community, nah, they're about community. Like, that's real. And they always find ways to include us in their, us being the community at large, into their projects. And that's something that really means a lot to me. So shout out to them at Mi Vida. I love you guys. So let me tell you a little bit more about what happened at the Wonderful School. So the Wonderful School is like a very well-funded school. And it's very futuristic, like I said. So it's like it's also futuristic in the way that the teachers actually have like affordable housing that they are offered there. And I don't know if it's free or if it's affordable. Either way, they're like, they have these like beautiful apartments that are like, to me, they reminded me of the Jetsons. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. They really did remind me of the Jetsons. And it was just like a beautiful space that it feels like that you could thrive in, because spaces really matter. You know, like the spaces you're in, in your living space, in your workspace, like where you have to, where your spirit has to be comfortable. You would be surprised at how, you know, you think you don't care about that stuff, but it really does actually make a difference. You know, like making sure your space is clean around you. That to me used to be like the last thing on my mind. But now I already know that I'm not going to attempt to sit down and work in my room, because I have a whole like operation set up, like where I have like a whole home office. And I know that I can't start a project when my room is dirty. So before the project can even happen, I have to clean my space, because it's a form of cleaning out your brain. It's a form of reorganizing yourself. That's a new word. I made it up. And you know exactly what I mean. You know, that beautiful space, I feel, is beneficial to the teachers, because when the teachers are happy, they can teach better. I mean, it's not rocket science. You know what I mean? And so those teachers are well taken care of over there, and they have access to a gym on campus. They have in-home gyms, and it's just a beautiful facility. So, yeah, shout out to the Wonderful School. And I hope they have me back. They already asked, so... You guys, I told you she wasn't gonna stay broke. Never that. Let's see. So the Millennial Mija podcast is also looking for show sponsors, and I specifically want Black and Brown owned brands to hit me up if you're down to advertise on the podcast. I am actually the best advertiser you could possibly get, and let me tell you why. Because everything I say comes from the heart. And so when I like shit, I like really like it. Like, I either love it or I hate it, or I'm not going to do the ad. Like, you know, so that's kind of like where I'm at with when it comes to advertising. That's why I think I would be the greatest. So that was me doing my audition for you. If you want to advertise on the podcast, feel free to hit me up on my website, millennialmija.com. You can contact me there. Oh, I have some... Let me see. I have some people in the chat. Let's see what they're talking about. I heard you killed it. Did I? And your speech. I can't see the whole thing that you're saying, because. And your speech was great. My sister said great things about you. I loved your sister. I loved your sister. They can't keep a real one down. You know they can't. You know they cannot keep a real one down. That's for sure. You know what else song I have been really truly vibing with for like, just do yourself a favor and just put this song on blast and just drive in the car and sing it. The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston. This is a real ass song. If you listen to the words. If I succeed, at least I'll live as I believed. Like, she's a real one. And that song, just, it's so inspirational, but also just really fun to sing. Like, if they can't take away my dignity. Listen to that. You know this is a good song. Keith, are you stopping and dancing right now? You gotta feel this one. You know you gotta feel this song. Because you know what? I did find the greatest love of all, and I found it inside of me. And that is what this whole podcast is about. It's about healing, and it's about, you know, self-love. And that's what we're all about here at the Millennial Mija Podcast. And so, you know, part of self-love is congratulating and celebrating yourself when you do something. And, you know, the closer I get to this pickup party, the closer I get to finishing the photo shoot so that I can put the pictures on the website so that I can put these things up for sale. Like, the closer I get to the end of this project with the toolboxes, the more proud of myself I really do get, because, you know, that I'm a great starter. That's what something I said in my TED talk. I'm great at starting things, but finishing things has always been the hardest part for me. And so the closer I get to finishing a project, because of the self-love and because of the lessons I've learned along the way, like, now when I make a promise to myself, I keep that shit, because my word is my bond to myself and to everyone around me. And so if I can't keep my word to myself, then, I mean, what are we doing here? So, yeah, so I want to celebrate myself for finishing something. Well, I haven't finished yet, but, you know, not giving up until I finish something that I started. So don't forget about the pickup party. The pickup party is September 5th, and there's going to be a mini workshop. So what else? I have a special guest, a secret special guest today coming in. I don't know what time she's going to come in. I hope she still does. Well, let's not make it a secret, because I just love her. It's Linda Garcia. It's Linda Garcia, and we talked about the Jeff Bezos. Here's how it all started. It started because I got into her live, and she was talking about how she was angry. She was channeling while angry in a hot tub. I think she was a little faded, too. So I think they were just having fun, her and Claudia. And if you follow In Loose We Trust, or if you follow Loose Warrior, that's Linda Garcia, and that's the homegirl. Well, I need to drink water because I'm parched. Jesus Christ. All right. Delicious water. Ooh. If you guys don't carry a water bottle, also, that's a life hack. But a stainless steel one, and then keep ice in it so it keeps your water cold all day long. Life hack, truly. Anyways, so Linda, I got on Linda's live, and I heard her and Claudia talking, well, ranting, well, channeling all at the same time. And she was talking about how we need to stop spending our time talking shit about white dicks, aka white billionaires, you know, because she was talking about how her skin. Oh, no, that's a wrong note. Her son. Her son's biggest dream right now is to go to outer space, and she feels like he can too. And, you know, because you know how Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson went to space, and a lot of our community, she was saying that she was disappointed that much of our community didn't seem to be supporting it, or basically they were just talking shit about the billionaires, and, you know, which is totally understandable because, hello, capitalism. But she was also like, it was unfortunate that her community didn't understand that they could participate in this stuff too. That it's not just, you know, it's not just about white males learning how to do this. It's not about trying to dismantle the system. It's about figuring out how the system works and then using it against them. You get me? That's actually something Vera said earlier today, because he said, because I got to shout out Vera and Nancy, because I don't know whose taste it is. It might be both your guys's, but every time I look at Vera's Instagram story, you post your guys's house, and it's very like William Sonoma. But instead, like last time I told him, I'm like, William Sonoma could never, because Martha Stewart could never, because they have just like a cute house with like cute accessories. I don't know. Anyways, so he's always talking shit about gentrification. He said, I'm an immigrant. And I said, you're a gentrified immigrant. But shout out to the gentrified immigrants, because that's all about like us learning how to take what they're doing, but make it ours and then use it against them. So, I mean, if you can't beat capitalism, damn, we might just have to join it. I don't know what else to say. Like, I'm just tired of living in poverty, bro. I'm tired of it. And that's why I took Linda's course, Wealth Rules Everything Around Me. That's why I took the course, because I wanted to learn more about how to build generational wealth from the ground up. And that beginning stock course taught me so much, you know. Like, even since then, my credit score is up 24 points. Okay. And that is because, let me tell you why that is, because a friend of mine, brother of mine, homie of mine since birth, added me, saw my, you know, struggling credit score and added me to their American Express card as an authorized user. And that particular account has been open for 17 years. So I get the benefit of that long, good standing credit without the burden of having to, you know, pay anything back or do anything like that, because I'm not going to use the credit card. It's literally just an act of, like, just that one act alone is going to raise my credit score. And so far it's gone up 24 points, and that's, you know, that ain't that much, but it ain't nothing either. And so I feel like that deserves, you know, some applause. Yes. You know, you understand. I have to use these. Like, I have to, let's see what access. Oh my God. Imagine when I start making jokes and then I'll have that. Okay. Oh, that's for sure. I'm going to be using. No, that one has to go. Now it sounded like the Tonight Show. But yeah, so you know what I also noticed about myself lately? Like, since I've been happier, I've just, my skin has been glowing. Like, someone told me that and I was like, you know what? I have noticed this fuckboy free glow that's just been making me feel very, you know, you guys know what I mean? Because what I also tweeted today that I felt like, I didn't know who needed to hear this, but toxic relationships are a form of self-harm. I'm gonna say it again. Toxic relationships are a form of self-harm. Well, when I learned that, and I learned that in therapy, I can't take credit for it, but it's like, I didn't know who to credit it to. Therapy in general. But that concept is so, it was so revolutionary to me, but it was so life-changing. Because when you think about your mental health and you think about how we take care of it, and some people struggle with, you know, really bad coping mechanisms, and one of those coping mechanisms is self-harm for some people. I thought that I never struggled with self-harm, that when people would talk about harming themselves, cutting or scratching or whatever, lots of different things that they could do to self-harm, that I thought that I couldn't identify with that, until I learned that continuously entering into and staying in toxic relationships was a form of self-harm. I was like, bitch, I can't with myself. Because you, if you really think about it, it's so true. And it was so true for me. And so that's, I wanted to, these things, like, I feel like I no longer have the luxury of just keeping these connections that get made in my mind, or these little life lessons, like, I'm not going to keep them to myself anymore, because I now realize that the reason why even being in the radio now, even being here at the Good News Radio on TGN Latinx, like, even this opportunity came as a result of me using my voice more on my own podcast, when I was just doing me in my room, like, interviewing people that would come in. You know, I was exercising my purpose. I was exercising my purpose. And when God, creator, the universe, the energies that be, when they seen that, they're like, okay, cool, level up. Let's give you this opportunity. Jackie knocks on my door. Angie, have you ever thought about doing live radio? No, the fuck I haven't. Well, now look, here I am. And so I think that if I just keep doing that, even if it didn't feel relevant, because sometimes I'm like, you know when you're going to tweet something, because we overthink shit, and you're going to tweet something and you're like, nah, that's not going to be funny. or that's not gonna like, that's not gonna hit. Like, you know, as a poet, you know what lines hit, but it's not about that anymore. It's literally about like, if some shit hits me to say, it's time for me to, I have to say it just because I feel like that's been my purpose, you know? So yeah, that is something that I wanted to talk about was, you know, that toxic relationships are a form of self-harm, and I have experienced it, you know, because like Dez said in the last episode, it's the same face, different case, because we don't learn the lesson. And when we don't learn the lesson, we just continuously have to go through the same exact lesson. So let me see if Linda has entered the chat. I don't know. Maybe she forgot. I don't know. Well, I don't see you, Linda. I think that... Oh, I need to... Hold on. I need to drink water. What song do we have right here? Oh, some more Whitney. Yeah. So... Yeah, I think that when I was talking about toxic relationships last time, there's so many things that I feel like I forget to say sometimes. And not that I remember them now, but not that I can tell you exactly what I wished I had said, but it's about saying it anyway. It's about doing things like knowing that they're not going to be perfect. Like, for example, like when I get up on stage, usually when I do a workshop or when I do a performance of some kind, I lighten the tension for myself by saying, okay, let's first start by releasing any expectation of you that you might have of me being perfect at what I'm about to do, because there's no way I'm going to disappoint you. So release that first off top. And second, release it the same thing for yourself. You're not going to be a perfect audience member. You're not going to be a perfect listener. You're not going to be able to like hang on every word. You might not even get most of what I say, but you might just have come here for one reason, and that's to hear one thing. And so, yeah, like releasing those expectations for perfection, you know, like me needing to drink the water or not having the buttons correct. And like that shit is killing me. I'm not going to lie. Like Fish. Hi, Fishy. Hi, Fish. That's my friend. I love you. Fish is the best cook you will ever. Let me tell you. He made me and Vanessa, he made us some fucking Thai fried rice. Oh my God. In a pineapple. He put it in a pineapple, okay? Fish, tell them about it. If you, you know, you please invite me again because I'm already on my way. Fish just knows, he gets down. And then those chicken, everything you made was just highly delicious. And I remember it. I remember the way it made me feel. But wait, back to my skin. Yeah, I had wanted to share because people, more than four people in the last week have said something about my skin. Like, oh, you're glowing. Your skin, what do you do for your skin? And you want to know what it is? Is I just drink so much fucking water and also tea tree oil. Tea tree oil will bring you back to life. It will bring your skin like chef's kiss. Like, okay, it's really good. It's really that good. And get the 100% pure one. I've been told they have it at Trader Joe's, but I don't know about that because I tried Trader Joe's and it was like it burned my skin. So that was my experience. But yeah, so tea tree oil. And yay for my credit score being up again, because that's the goal. We want to build generational wealth. And the only way we could do that is, like I said, by playing the game that we wanted to talk shit about, and the playing the game that anger that we have towards billionaires. And I wanted to talk to Linda about that, and I don't know where she's at. Maybe she's not here today. Maybe she can come back for another class, for another episode of the Millennial Mija podcast. But this song is still a banger and always will be. I saw you holding Q-tips, standing girl, I damn it died. The way you hold that Cosmo just fits you to a T. But I did. Oh, and just so you know, oh, somebody asked a question right here about the workshop. Where will the workshop be? It will be at, so the pickup party, this is my idea for the pickup party. The pickup party for the toolboxes will be September 5th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It will be in Highland Park at Mi Vida, which is a small store, a small, like, cultural store, I guess you could say. And it has, like, cute-ass t-shirts and stickers, and everything is going to have the boxes. And I'm planning on having mimosas there. I know it's going to be, like, at night, kind of, but it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And it's 5 o'clock at our event because it will be 5 o'clock. So mimosa, I know it's for breakfast, but fuck it. And we'll probably have some snacks and whatnot. But, yeah, it'll just be, like, a small thing, because I think what I really want to happen is the same way with Season of Self came. It was, like, it came with instant friends, because when we all went to the Season of Self retreat, it was like we all clicked and became friends. And so the reason I think it is because we were all on the same vibe. Like, we were not at the same point in our journeys by no means whatsoever, but we were all headed in the same direction. You get me? We were all headed in the same direction. Like, we all wanted to grow. And that's the requirement now to be in my life. Somebody who wants to grow and somebody who I can actively see is trying. And I want to provide a space like that for you, the people that buy the boxes from me. Because why I created the boxes is because I wanted to make it a little bit easier for other people to start their journey. Because I feel like it took me my whole life to start, you know, but also nobody made a Season of Self kit for me. So I wanted to make that for you so that it might save you a little bit of time. So that's what the Season of Self box is, and, you know, why I made it. And the party, like I said, September 5th, and the workshop. The workshop will be us setting our intentions for the boxes. And so, like I said, I want to create an environment where you all can meet other people that are clear. Like, because you're not going to be buying this box if you're not into this shit. If you're not at least trying, you know, like, why would you spend your hard-earned money on a fucking cardboard box filled with random things that this girl picked out? Like, it's not gonna make sense to you. It's not gonna be like, you wouldn't buy this unless you're in that frame of mind of wanting to work on yourself. You could be at the very beginning of your journey, you could be at the middle, or you could be, who knows, the end. And it's really just about being around, finding people, because that sometimes is the hardest thing. It makes healing, it makes it really lonely, because you feel alone in the things you want to talk about or the things you're interested in doing. Like, you might not want to go drink out every night anymore. And that might isolate you from your friend group and from the people you're around, because you no longer, like, relate with them. And so I want to create an environment like that, like I said, that gives you an opportunity to mingle and be around and meet other people who might potentially serve as friends to you later on, because you met them there and you see that they are actively working on themselves, you know? So. Man, the 90s had the best music videos. All this, they used to have, like, all this, here we go. Tony. I'm telling you guys, I could be a DJ. I was DJing in the car last night. You didn't think we could flip it on your ass, huh? I'm telling you. Something for the dance floor. In a real way. You know what I think they need to invent on Apple Music or on Spotify or on whatever? Like, they need to invent DJ mode. And this is what DJ mode is. I'll come and explain to you. So, like, say you're going to go from one song to the next, like, and you're just on the aux, like, regular Bluetooth. It's not like you have Serato on your lap in the car. So you want to go from one song to the next. Like, they need to make, like, some type of mixing option. You get me? Like a DJ mode. So it's, like, it doesn't just transfer, like, fast from, like, abruptly from one song to the next. So Apple, get at me. I'm trying to make this happen because I'm like, when I'm DJing in the car, because that's my domain, that's my club, that's where I DJ, I need a better way of transitioning from song to song. So please, you know, let me know if anyone has any ideas. But yeah, I really wish we had Linda here, but I guess we don't. So I'm gonna probably end soon. Today was just felt like a today just had felt like a lazy day. It felt like I didn't have exactly what I was going to talk about. You know, when I'm not interviewing someone, this is a new thing. This is also part of my growth. It's part of my growth is like letting myself fly and seeing what happens. Because of, as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast, I used to always plan everything, like over plan, because I had no trust in myself. You know, I had no trust in myself and what I was capable of. And the way that I want to combat that, this like that fear, is by actively running towards it. And by showing you what it looks like to do that. So I want you to watch me stumble through this is my point, you know, so that you can see that there's nothing that I have that you don't have. I think my point of being here on this earth is to inspire others to be themselves and to tell the truth. I think my point on this earth is to tell the truth, just to use my truth as a tool, but also as a weapon, and to defend the right things, and to, like I said, give it away. Make sure that other people can see what's possible when you just believe in yourself, or at least when you start trying. Because I don't know if I'm fully there yet, but I know that believing in myself is definitely like number one goal. Because once you believe in yourself, everything else, that shit becomes easy. It becomes every problem, you look at it like, how can I solve this? Instead of, you're not looking at the problem. Because when you believe in yourself, you now believe that you have it within you, that whatever the problem is, you have it within you to tackle that. Kind of like how, Keith, where are you at? Where are you at? Because that's exactly what we were talking about last time. Like, this guy is motivational because you just can see how hungry he is. And I remember one time I had Letty on my podcast, and she said that the advice that she would give to someone who wants to get into the radio industry is to be hungry, not thirsty. And that was like a quote. That was a quote for me, because the difference between being hungry and thirsty is what, you know, like, it's what you're willing to do. Like, you, when you're thirsty, you want things done for you. You want access into a world because you want to see how things can benefit you. But when you're hungry, you all of a sudden the script flips, and you're trying to see of how you can be of service. You're like, I'll do whatever I have to do to be here, and if that means making myself useful, that's what I'm willing to do. So yeah, so it's Motivational Sunday. It's this is my sermon. You know, we're at church, the church of TGN Latinx. T-Mobile for business. Oh no, T-Mobile, you did not pay for an ad on the Millennial Mija podcast. You will not be played. But yeah, no, listen to me, guys. I really do want to do some advertising. So, you know, hit me up. We'll start the bidding at at $5 and start, and we'll go up from there. Why they do me with like this, Lauryn Hill? It could all be so simple. But you'd rather make it hard. You already know. Loving you is like a battle, and we both end up with scars. That's called a toxic relationship. That's called a toxic relationship, okay? So, yes, stay hungry, not thirsty. No, that was a bar. Shout out to Letty. I don't know who she got it from, but that's a bar that she's passing down. She passed that down to me because I'll never forget that now. That's like a gem. That's one of those gems that you don't forget, you know, and it sticks with you. So, yeah, this is like a song that you cry your eyes out to. That's the song for me. That's the song that I cry to. No, you know what else? There's some songs. No, we should do a cry episode above things that make me cry. And that would be like so many different things, because everything, even happy things, makes me cry. Like, I cry on TED Talks. I cry on graduation speeches, on Disney movies. I cry. Crying is so cleansing, but like I'm just very sensitive. I'm very sensitive to like emotional things. So I heard that's like a trauma response though. And I'm always like, damn, is everything a trauma response? Like just because I be crying, but you know, it is. It is. It really is. It's hold on, like I'm on the phone. I've been having a Whitney moment lately, like really exercising my voice in the car. I feel like I'm getting stronger too. Right here. The fireworks in the video? The fireworks is what's where it's at. The 90s, I'm telling you, the 90s had the best everything, but mostly. And also something that I'm so sad about is from the Y2K episode when I was going back in my memory bank of all the things I remembered about being 12 years old. I was extremely sad and extremely disappointed in myself that I forgot to include this movie. And I can't believe myself. Here we go. Only real ones know. If you know, you know, and I'm gonna end on this. And if you know the choreography, please stand up. Sister Act 2, this is the finale. Come on. If you don't know this, if you don't know Frank K coming out with the fucking overalls doing a backflip, then I'm not friends with you.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of
power. I'm telling you, this is my shit. I wanted to, okay, all their outfits. I wanted to own all their outfits, including those overalls. Okay, and then Lauryn Hill's just voice in this movie. She just like got launched in this. Like she, when you see her in this film, you're like, this is a star. Like she's a star, and this was before anyone even knew. Can you imagine? But yeah, this was the movie that I forgot to add, and I was driving home, and I was like, how dare I not include Sister Act 2 in my Y2K episode? I don't know when this came out, but I know that I watched it. Yeah, it doesn't say. I think it was definitely the 90s, but when I would watch it, I was like 13, and so that was part of my Y2K experience. But the songs, the soundtrack to this is the soundtrack to my life. So, you know, we have to end on a good note, and that is a good way to end. So thank you, everybody, for listening and for being here with me today on the Millennial Miha podcast. And I will let you all go. And on that note, say goodbye with Sister Act 2.
It's the motherfucking Millennial Miha podcast.